BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump has opened his campaign to win back the US presidency by railing against the dark forces he says are lined up against him. At a rally in the US state of Texas, Mr. Trump claimed the multiple legal investigations into his conduct and finances were straight out of a Stalinist Russia horror show. He insisted he was stepping up to save America.
When they go after me, they're going after you. I left behind a magnificent life and I stepped up to fight for America because no one else would do it or would do it properly. But they can see what powerful shoulders I have. Since that moment, all of the hatred, rage, and contempt the radical left has for you, your values, and this nation has been very much directed on me.
Divisions are emerging in the Israeli cabinet after the defense minister Yoav Gallant called on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to halt proposed changes to the judiciary. The controversial bill has divided the country, sparking weeks of protests. Anna Foster reports from Jerusalem.
Yoav Gallant spoke out to say that the bill should be stopped to leave more time for dialogue. Hundreds of thousands of people have protested across Israel for the 12th week, calling on the government not to make legal changes which would weaken the judiciary and they say fundamentally harm Israel's democracy. This public statement from such a senior figure in his own Likud party puts pressure on Mr. Netanyahu to change course, despite his insistence that he is fully behind the bill, which is being championed by his right-wing nationalist coalition.
Two Israeli soldiers have been wounded in a shooting incident in the West Bank town of Huwara, where tensions between Palestinians and Israeli settlers are high. It's the third such attack in the past month, raising fears of an escalation of violence during a period when Muslim and Jewish religious festivals coincide. President Putin has said Russia will station nuclear weapons in Belarus, the first time it has deployed such arms outside its territory in almost 30 years. The US Department of Defense said it was monitoring the situation. Here's our Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg.
Vladimir Putin had indicated a few months ago that some Belarusian military planes had been re-equipped to potentially carry nuclear missiles. Now he's said that again, adding that by the 1st of July, Russia will finish construction of a storage facility in Belarus for tactical nuclear weapons. As Western nations continue to provide military support to Ukraine, the Kremlin, with this idea of stationing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, is sending a signal to the West. Don't forget that Russia is a nuclear power.
BBC News. Search and rescue efforts are continuing in Mississippi after tornadoes hit the U.S. state, killing at least 25 people. The state governor, Tate Reeves, has declared a state of emergency. The storms devastated several rural towns, with Rolling Fork almost completely wiped out. Our correspondent, Sophie Long, is there. She says the scale of destruction the tornado has caused is shocking.
It was on the ground, of course, for over an hour. Some tornadoes pass in 5 to 10 minutes. This one was on the ground for over an hour, smashing through more than 100 miles. Now, shelters have been set up for people who've lost their homes in several areas. But I think the damage that was caused in just over an hour in one night is going to be felt in communities here for many years to come.
The Venezuelan government says 21 people have been arrested for alleged corruption at the state-owned oil company. They were said to be involved in illegal oil sales and money laundering and include government officials. The opposition says the accusations may be linked to a political rift within the government ahead of next year's elections. The interim president of Chad, Mahamat Idriss Déby, has pardoned almost 400 members of a rebel group in what appears to be an attempt to open peace negotiations. They had been amongst those convicted on Tuesday in connection with the death of Mr. Déby's father, who was killed 2 years ago, fighting against the Front for Change and Concord in Chad. 2,000 mummified ram's heads dating from the Ptolemaic period have been discovered at the ancient temple of Ramses II in Upper Egypt. Antiquities officials say a menagerie of other mummified animals was also found. The remains were found near a large palatial structure. Dating from over 2,000 years ago, they suggest the temple site was still used to make offerings 1,000 years after Ramses' death.